And joining me today is Dennis St. Aubin, Director of Sales and Marketing with CHS. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Propane is always a big time, big talk at this time of the year. Not only are we getting a little cooler, but we're looking at some of these crops, trying to get them out and going. How does U.S. kind of fit into that global propane market?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because the U.S. globally has become a net exporter of propane over the last 5 to 7 years, whereas if you look back before that, we were a net importer of propane. So with the production that's taking place, Chuck, today, we have a much greater opportunity to not only provide for our needs domestically, but there's excess to where they're exporting a large amount of the volume.
Now, with this trade, tariffs on everything that's going on, is that making any effect as far as the propane, the exporting, or the of that at all?
Right. There's some uncertainties around that yet. We're still trying to let that figure itself out. We're looking more domestically in the upper Midwest as to what we serve from a CHS standpoint and just make certain that we're prepared for what, you know, our growers, our farmers out here need, and then prepare for the home heating demand ahead of us. But there's still some more uncertainty around what that trade tariff will mean to propane.
Now, a few years ago, we kind of had a shortage of propane up in this country. Anything of that happening, or we got a pretty good supply?
No, I think overall we have a pretty good supply. As I alluded to earlier, there's, you know, the U.S. is the world's largest producer of propane today. So we're producing upwards of 2 million barrels of propane a day, which doesn't mean a lot to the everyday consumer, but for what we can produce and what we have for export capabilities and everything, we're well supplied heading into this fall and winter. It's just a matter of how that gallon moves throughout the network within the domestic U.S., I'll say.
Well, we're talking a lot of times there's some transportation problems. There had been with the propane, but it looks like we can get that moved around transported to the places that need it?
Right. You know, supply today, as we talked, is available. We have great production taking place in the U.S. Some of the logistics around that become more of a challenge when we have peak demand periods. So if we look at the polar vortex year of 2013-14, when the crop dryer demand was high and then we had an ensuing home heating demand that was right behind it, that became a challenge for the industry, but the industry reacted. You know, marketers reacted that are out here, and they've either put in additional storage or we've prepared with additional supply points to make certain that we can handle that demand that comes at us. We feel pretty well as an industry.
Are you seeing that a fair amount of people are now starting to contract that to make sure they have enough?
That's been a trend, I think, in different regions throughout the country. It doesn't happen across the whole U.S., but in the upper Midwest, it's very common that we do see more people contracting that from a producer-grower standpoint. They can control their destiny by knowing or anticipating what their demand is going to be and need is going to be for that gallon, and then tie up or secure that price point around that. So it is definitely an opportunity for them.
So what's the with the current trade conflict and also the propane available, what's that mean for prices here this year? Is it, are we higher, lower, or just kind of going the same as we have?
Yeah, I think year over year, Chuck, we've seen some increases if we were to look back 12 months ago heading into last fall. But net, I think it's not a ton difference, and overall the price point hasn't been real volatile throughout the course of the summer. Again, with the ample production that we've seen domestically, and some things logistically moving that gallon around has created some opportunities in the market, but it certainly hasn't driven the price, you know, high, and it certainly makes it a favorable fuel to use.
Now, propane, you said we've increased the production big time over the few years. How are we doing that?
You know, through the fractionation plants, whether it be through natural gas fracking or through crude fracking in the Bakken area and other regions in the country. So we're seeing a lot of propane being extracted off of the fracking or the cracking of that barrel of crude oil or from a fractionation standpoint on natural gas.
So we shouldn't have any problem of having enough propane. It's just maybe the transportation sometimes if it gets real heavy use at the time.
Yep. It's, you know, I won't say we won't have a problem. I think we look at propane as a global commodity today. So it's a different marketplace than what we've dealt with in the past. So that gallon could certainly find an export market. But as we see it today within, you know, the upper Midwest to serve our customer for a grower domestic home heating use, we feel we're well supplied heading into fall.
So basically, what can consumers do to expect some of these spikes or in prices?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that we try to talk of almost every fall as we have these interviews, is make sure that, you know, you control your own destiny by having that inventory in your farmyard or at your home full, and you're working on the top side of your tank versus on the bottom side as we head into the demand period. That way, at least you have a better control of where you're at in the periods. The other piece that we like to share is get with your CHS propane provider. Talk with them. Help them understand, you know, how quickly you can take that crop off today and how that differs from maybe it was 2 to 5 years ago. And then set the expectation of what your needs may be from a drier grain drying standpoint. That'll help everyone in the system be successful in serving their need.
Being the director of sales and marketing in CHS with this in this propane, are you seeing that there's going to be much of a call for the propane this year as far as drying, or are we seeing maybe a little less drying on some of this?
Yeah, you know, that is very interesting. That's something that as we head into the later part of August, really post-Labor Day, we really start to listen and learn and talk to agronomists throughout the country and try to get a better understanding of where the crop is at in a maturity standpoint. This year, it's interesting to us that we're looking at, you know, a late planted crop, a lot of heat units that went to that crop to grow it and finish it out. But now what we're seeing is actually we have excess soil moisture and ear droppage potential lodging taking place. So with that, we're seeing a lot of producers look to take their corn earlier. So what that means is we may see some push for crop drying demand short term or more near term here in the next few weeks. But we're prepared, we're listening, and we're trying to position our gallons in the right place.
Do you see any domestic use, like homeowners use getting more propane, using more propane?
That's, you know, from a domestic home heating standpoint, it's been relatively flat. There's other energy sources that we're competing with out here, but from a rural America standpoint, propane tends to be a fuel of choice yet to serve that location.
Anything else you want to mention about the propane and what we're coming up to with this fall and winter?
Well, Chuck, I would just encourage everyone listening just to go and visit our website at chsinc.com. Underneath that, you'll find an energy tab and then propane within the energy tab.
And get a hold of your propane provider to make sure that they're ready for you.
Absolutely true, and I just wish everyone a safe harvest this fall.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. Dennis St. Aubin, Director of Sales and Marketing with CHS.